Now, I wouldn't drag a dead dog backwards through some of the houses I've been in that some of these refugee families have been rented.
Sister Diana Santelben is a refugee advocate working with migrants in the New South Wales city of Newcastle. She says there isn't enough employment opportunities and suitable housing for large refugee families in the city.
The majority of refugees that we're welcoming in the Hunter are leaving. And that's, to me, a major failing, a major loss of spirit for the people of the Hunter. We've already lost half of the families that have come. Most of the large families have left Newcastle. If we have 20 still here, I'd be surprised. But we, at one stage, would have had 100 families, you know, and they've gone to Melbourne, they've gone to Perth, they've gone to Brisbane. Very few of them have gone to the bush. Nobody had done any planning and still is doing no planning to house these big families that we're bringing to Australia. In the past 6 months, we've bought maybe 30 Syrian families. It's going to be the same problem ultimately. Our housing model is broken, and the tragedy is that the refugee families are caught in the middle of a social problem that is not of their making, is not of the making of the poor, but it is a lack of imagination on behalf of the government, in my opinion.
Congolese refugee Clement Saidi, his wife and 10 children have been living in a small house in suburban Newcastle. They arrived in the city in 2011, but they're now moving to Melbourne.
We decided to move because we don't have the good place to live, except especially the house, our own house, to be called the owner of house. That edges, that trauma and the torture which I brought from my country to here to say this is my home now. And I would like this Newcastle to be my home, my first home. But I'm so sorry because I didn't achieve my goal to live in Newcastle.
In regional New South Wales, Newcastle, Coffs Harbour, Wollongong, Wagga Wagga and Albury were designated as refugee settlement areas by the federal and state governments. But parts of regional New South Wales not designated as settlement sites say they can help. Chairman of the multicultural Tamworth organisation in the state's New England region, Eddie Whittam, says there's plenty of houses and jobs in that region and they want more refugee families to arrive.
And the housing's not a problem and work is not a problem. And education is not a problem. So we're pretty okay. I've been today looking at rentals. There's a lot of them around town. And the town's expanding and also asking for people to come and live here. Everyone is looking for families. Everyone's been asking for families. They've all got little committees going, wanting from Glen Innes down to Crindie, all wanting to get families. They've asked the government in the Syrian settlement thing, but no one's got any. If you've got people that need to get out there, they should come our way.
Karen Flanagan is a migrant support worker in Coffs Harbour, working with North Coast Settlement Services, an organisation administered by the St Vincent de Paul Society and funded by the Department of Social Services. Ms Flanagan says while there are some difficulties in finding houses suitable for large refugee families in Coffs Harbour, her region is still a good settlement option.
The challenge, though, for our families are sometimes based on the size of the family. So finding, you know, a suitable house, sometimes looking at 4 or 5 bedroom properties is quite difficult. They are a small number of suitable housing for large families. Coffs Harbour is a really good settlement area due to employment opportunities, due to the nature of the community here. It's a bit of a smaller community. Families need more than just housing. They need access to services. It's really important that you have those crucial support services available to new arrivals. And we have a very good service support system here in Coffs Harbour. There's a lot of people that want to become, a lot of areas that are wanting to be settlement areas, you know, but it's really important to have the right resources and the right support services in place. And housing alone is not all that people should be thinking about.
Newcastle-based refugee advocate Sister Diana Santelben says a rethink of housing strategy is needed. She says simpler, affordable houses which refugees could live in and eventually buy is needed.
let the rich people have investments and do whatever they want to do with the investments, but not make that the cause of people's misery. And that misery is yes, it's demonstrated today by the misery of these families who've a dream is dying, and it's a dream that they thought was going to come about. But those dreams are dying for many tens of thousands of Australians, and some of them are our own relatives. And we should hang our heads in shame, and so should the government hang its head in shame. Unless we bring up our people together and we take leadership, without leadership, this is not going to change.
Senator Zed Seselja, the Federal Assistant Minister for Social Services and Multicultural Affairs, declined an interview, but said in a statement,
"Humanitarian entrants are permanent residents, are able to move freely once they arrive in Australia and have the same access to the housing market as all Australians. While managing high client expectations around accommodation are an ongoing issue, the Australian government is not aware of any evidence of unsuitable housing affecting humanitarian clients."
For refugee Clement Saidi, he hopes his fresh start in Melbourne will help his family.
"I have 10 children, and everyone to touch uni and to get the A and B at school, that can help this country to move forward.